to what Major Newton wanted.
Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police, joins us. You're going to be, this summer, this will be your Safe Streets project.
Right. So,
and this project, I think people could get behind. You're out, you're watching the kids out in the neighborhoods this summer, making sure the kids are safe. And I think it's commendable for a group of people that are basically volunteers, what the Citizens Auxiliary Police is.
Well, Phil, you call us volunteers. I'm not sure I know what you mean by that. But
you guys are not official police officers.
Well, let me tell you about the members of Citizens Auxiliary Police. We all could have been police officers. We all could have joined the police force. Something that I think a lot of people should kind of know, but we didn't want to because there's an awful lot of politics involved being a police officer. And I think it would interfere with the real grassroots police work a lot of us were very much committed to.
But nonetheless, you guys don't have arrest powers.
Well, we do have the right to detain. We do have the right to detain, and we have the right to if we need to, physically restrain as a volunteer police unit. We do that.
You have the rest. You're volunteers. You're not getting paid. The Citizens Auxiliary Police, is it? You're not licensed by the state.
Well, the two things we can do, and as long as we have on and we wear a uniform, it's a blue armband and a pith helmet, we can physically detain and restrain as a volunteer police unit. So you might not know as much about volunteer police units as you think, Phil. Because it is very involved.
All right, but the Safe Streets, let's talk about the Safe Streets Project.
That's why I'm on the program tonight.
All right, it was born of concern by you and by Major Elvis Newton, who is the founding member of your organization. The children needed more protection than they are getting on the streets, and to stop in its tracks this disease of child abuse and molestation, correct?
That is absolutely correct, Phil. Some 50 million children will be in the recreation areas this summer, the beaches, parks, playgrounds. And they're going to be accompanied by individuals who we are led to believe are their parents or individuals that are guardians. These individuals are going to be with these children.
What is your area of concern?
Really, our main area of concern will be in a fairly critical area. A lot of these people do something that is on the surface benign. I have children, Phil. You have four children. And there are times when a child needs to have sunblock applied. There are times when a child needs to have his bathing suit changed. And for a lot of parents, this is just a moment of duty for a parent to assist that child in whatever it is a child has to do to have a more enjoyable time at the beach. But there are also parents who are going to see this as an opportunity to get some kind of a quick, cheap kick. And this is our area of concern. The idea that...
Well, you're talking about parents putting sunblock on their kids being an entree to some kind of molestation?
I am. And I will tell you, I believe it's very widespread. I believe that these are...
How widespread do you think this is?
Well, these are people who pass themselves off as parents so they can get the quick, cheap thrill of changing a kid's diaper. And it's...
Well, good Lord.
I'm going to tell you something. It is unimaginably sick. We need to stop it in its tracks. I cannot imagine that the Citizens Auxiliary Police will not stand for it. And this summer, we'll let your listeners know, Phil, and let you know, that you'll see people, subcommanders, wearing a blue armband and a pith helmet. If you're changing a child in a car, you're applying sunblock, we will have officers going to want to talk to you, see if you're getting some kind of a cheap kick out of it, or if this is a legitimate diaper change. Or what have you, but what we are attempting to do is...
All right, well, I imagine then that you're going to be in situations, not just the Citizens Auxiliary Police of California, but the Gator Brigade in Florida.
Right, Simulated Minutemen of Pennsylvania, all of the volunteer police agencies across the United States are banding together this summer to investigate and hopefully stop in its tracks an area that, probably about 3 weeks ago, I got a call from Major Newton. I went over to his residence, and I went and I talked to him. And if you've been in to see this man, and you've talked to Major Elvis Newton, it's really an amazing experience to sit in his living room, and the only thing you very quietly hear the television going in the background, but he's got it at a very low level. He likes to sit in the dark, and really sometimes all you see is just the glowing ember of a cigarette, and his silhouetted against the light coming in from his backyard. And he told me, as I sat there at his feet, I want you to take a look at some of these parents who are putting on sunblock, and they're changing the baby's diaper or putting on a kid's wet pair of underwear or some kind of a deal. Because I'll tell you right now, if some of these people are getting their cheap, stinking kicks taking a kid's diaper off...
It's so freaky, I wonder how widespread it is.
Well, we're going to determine this coming summer, and I'm asking that people be prepared. If you are doing nothing, a tip of the cap, and we're on our way. But this is the point we've reached, Phil, in this society. I think it is a sad commentary, but we reached it nonetheless.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. For people listening to the show right now, if they're at the beach, if they're changing a kid's wet bathing suit, if they're in the car.
Exactly, Phil. A lot of mothers, a lot of family members are at the beach. They might want to change baby diaper out in the car. And I certainly appreciate that, given the fact that a lot of people will do that kind of thing on the beach. They leave the diaper laying on the beach, which, of course, we will not stand for that at all. That is an instance where we will physically restrain. People are leaving diapers on the beach after they change out a baby's diaper. But more to the point, we're going to simply, for instance...
All right, let me give you an example here, Jay. If my wife were sitting in a car changing a baby's diaper...
All right, what we do is we approach the car. If the window's rolled up, we'll tap on a glass, and we'd like to have a word with you. And what we want to do through a series of questions is determine that this individual is not getting some sort of a prurient thrill out of... seeing a baby naked or something. It sounds incredible to me.
I mean, I just can't imagine how widespread that is. You know what I'm saying?
We don't know. We do know that the majority of molestation in this country is perpetrated by the parents of the children, as sad as that sounds. The other thing what we want to do, Phil, is I'm looking at a woman putting lotion on a kid. I'm going to want to have a talk to her. And the reason why I want to talk to her is if I can talk to that woman while she's putting sunblock on a child, and I can say to her, my name's Jay Sands, the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Well, that's what I'm asking you. I want to know what you're...
Well, here's what we're going to do.
No, but let me just say I'm putting sun lotion on my kid.
I would walk up to you and I'd say, excuse me, sir, I'm Jay Sands, Citizens Auxiliary Police. I want to ascertain that you putting lotion on that kid isn't giving you some kind of a kick. Basically...
You're going to say it just like that?
Well, but no, in so many words.
No, but I want to know exactly what you say.
What I would exactly say is we put it in a more... We try and instill in our sub-commanders and in our vice admirals the community relations. I would say, sir, my name is Jay Sands, Citizens Auxiliary Police. We are here protecting children here on a beach and the community. I'm sure it's something that you would certainly support. At this time, sir, I want to ask you about you applying that lotion to that child. Is that for sunblock? And you would respond, I suppose, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, sir, I thank you for that answer. Can you tell me if you're having any kind of, is this something that you enjoy from a, what I'm trying to do is to determine if you're raising the front of your shorts or what's going on with that.
And these things are, to a parent who's not doing anything, it's going to be insulting.
Well, to a parent who's not doing anything, we ask them to just bear with it and we'll tip our cap and be on our way. If you're not doing anything, if you're just putting lotion on your child, if you're just changing their bathing suit, if you're just changing out their diaper and you're not getting some kind of a kick, you're not getting your cookies or your jollies, I've got a tip of the cap and be on my way. If I find out you're trying to get your cookies, then we've got a situation.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. So... for individuals in the park, recreation, beach areas, changing a child's diaper, putting lotion on a child's back, changing a child's wet bathing suit, watching a child walking around with a wet T-shirt on, it may be completely benign and it may be something that you do all the time. But the world we're living in today, there are individuals who may have a question or two for you. Are you getting some kind of a thrill out of this? Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police is with us. I'm Phil Hendry. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. I understand. All right, we're on with Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. you know, you're a volunteer police agency, and that means that you don't have the powers that the police have.
Well, we do, as I say, Phil, we do have the right to walk up to someone and say, I think anybody has a right to walk up to someone and say, you know, what are you doing, and why, you know, if a person's rubbing down a baby with lotion, we all do it, with a sunblock, I certainly understand that, a tip of the cap, and we're on our way. But what if, and I realize it might be a big if, what if that individual is doing that and getting some kind of a kick, getting his jollies? That's the thing I got to determine.
And so if you find out the cat is doing that get to get his jollies...
At that time, we've got a situation. And
but being not being a police officer, you can't arrest.
We can detain. And that means that if he tries to get up and move away, he has to stay there. And then we'll just have to talk about it.
What are you going to do, call a real cop?
We might call a real police. And you know, real police, we are real police, Phil. We're just volunteer. We're the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We are an auxiliary of the police. We may call the police, or if he wants to take it to the next level, then we may have to we may have to go up a notch. I might have to, you know, crank it up, maybe up to 3 or 4 on the dial. It's all up to him. We'll play it any way you want to play it.
All right, let me go over here to Ron. Ron, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead, Ron.
Sir, you must live in California or the Beat Coast. Is that correct?
I live in the Beat Coast? Where is that? I'm sorry.
You must live on the West Coast or the East Coast.
No.
If you came to Indiana...
Actually, I do, but I thought I'd say no just to see... Are you kidding me, sir? Hold on. You know where Ed Gein, the guy who they based the movie Psycho on, you know where he's from? Indiana.
No, he's not. He's from Wisconsin.
No, he's from Indiana.
But, sir, if you came to Indiana and walked up to anyone that I know, and especially me, I'm a 53-year-old and I got a 4-year-old granddaughter, and approached me when I was with my granddaughter, me and anyone else would... You could call the police to save you.
Are you rubbing the kid down?
What do you mean by rubbing the kid down?
Well, are you applying lotion?
Are you absolutely an idiot?
Sir, I'm just trying to determine that during this summer time, you got some kind of a freak.
Any time. I've got a 4-year-old granddaughter. If you came up to me and approached me and asked me if I was doing something wrong.
No, all I'm saying is this, Ron.
You are anticipating that if someone is putting lotion or something, you're an idiot.
No, sir. I would simply ask you, are you getting your... Is this some kind
of... No, you don't have the right to ask me.
I don't either. I can certainly ask you, out of a sense of protection for the child, are you getting some kind of a thrill?
Well, what are you talking about, man? So you walk up to this guy and he's putting sun lotion on his granddaughter, and you say to him, are you getting some kind of a thrill?
That is the most direct way to find out.
In Indiana, you get arrested for asking someone if they're getting a thrill putting lotion on a 4-year-old.
Oh, you do not. Cite me the law. All I'm going to do is ask you if you're getting a riser out of that.
Sir, are you?
Are you getting a riser on it? Jesus H, get a new cell phone. Let's have a conversation. Look at that.
You know, well, forget about his cell phone. You hear what he's saying?
Phil, I'm walking up to an individual. You know, if we had more people who did this, you know, all kind of pervs out there. I remember Citizens Auxiliary Police. I see some of these pervs. And who knows what they're doing? If I walk up to a guy, and he's changing a kid's diaper in a car, and I have reason to believe that he's getting some kind of a riser out of the deal, which is technically, police officer has the right to if he has a probable cause. You know that.
Wait. If a felony is being committed, a police officer has, and I know because I saw the movie Gauntlet, Clint Eastwood articulates this in the movie.
Now, Phil, this isn't the movies. This is real life.
No, I understand, but you're not a cop.
I am a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We have a fully, we have the blue armband, which indicates that we do have on a uniform. And I can say to an individual who's throwing some lotion on a baby's bottom, and I don't see why everybody's coming down on me about this, say, I just want to ask you a very quick question, ma'am. It could be a young mother. Is this some kind of a thrill you're getting? That's all I'm asking.
Well, how about if you just ask, the woman what she's doing.
Well, it's evident what she's doing. Phil, the reason why we have to be direct, you can find out if they're lying that way. You find out very quickly they're lying. Because if you ask them a very shocking question very quickly, you'll find out whether or not they're lying. And if you find out they're lying, then you can find out if they're getting their cookies. But that, you know, one follows the other.
All right, let me go over to Keith. Keith, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, I don't know where this guy gets off talking like this. You walk up to anybody, okay, well, we're just going to come up here and just ask nice questions. Those are not nice questions to ask anybody.
Sir, how do we protect the children that we're losing every day? I don't know if you've been reading a newspaper, but we've just lost more children this past week than any week and I can remember. Some kind of sick perverts, and a lot of these people are parents. They're parents that are going out, they're killing a kid, getting their cookies, changing diapers and whatnot.
Wait a minute. You just went from murder to changing diapers. I didn't see anything in any of these news stories over the past couple of weeks indicating some kind of that sort of leap.
Well, I'm simply saying to this gentleman, anybody who's interested in the safety and the well-being of children, I say it's a small price to pay to walk up to someone who's rubbing down a kid.
Exactly how do we know that the person who's walking up and asking these questions isn't a pervert coming over to get cookies watching you put lotion on?
Well, you know what? Then I guess you have the right to ask me that question. But in the meantime, guess who's being protected? The child. But if I got some perv who gets his rocks off spelling dirty diapers, or I got some sick, you know what?
You've gone from putting lotion on to kids being killed. You've got no basis in fact on this. And as an auxiliary policeman, if you walked up and asked me that and I took offense, then you'd be told to leave, and if I didn't like it and you called the cops on me, then you guys would be getting sued.
How do you sue me?
You'll be looking at lawsuits.
I'm looking out for the kid. The more I talk to you, the more I wonder why you're feeling so strongly about this. Okay?
Wait a minute. The guy doesn't want to be questioned by people. Are you a father, Keith?
Yes, I am. I've got three children.
All right, so here's a man who wants to change the diaper or the swimsuit on his kid at the beach. Some guy's walking up saying he's getting a cheap thrill. That's almost like fighting words in a way.
Oh, it would be for me.
I just want to be very clear. I want to be clear. Did the host just say so? In other words, Phil, you're saying you would physically assault me.
I'm not saying that I would necessarily do that. I'd tell you to get lost.
And at that time, we'd have a situation.
What do you mean by a situation?
I want to determine, are you some kind of a perv? Gets rocks off looking at a corner of a diaper. I'm sorry?
Does he have a degree in psychology? He can tell by somebody's mannerisms or body language who's a pervert and who's not?
Well, I can tell you that people get nervous when you ask that question. Boy, there's a little tip-off right there.
Well, everybody's going to get offended when you ask that question.
No, I didn't say offended. I didn't say offended. I mean, they break out a little bit of a sweat, and they kind of have a nervous, like, grin, like, you know. You say to someone, you get a little bit of a rock off there, looking at that corn in that diaper, what's up with that? And they'll just, ha, 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 like that. Now you got yourself a perv.
No, you don't, man. You got somebody who is utterly flabbergasted.
You're going to have very angry parents, and the first one you try to arrest for something like that because, oh, they're pervert.
We're not going to arrest them. We just detain. That's all we do.
Well, you said you're going to detain them and call the police, and that's false imprisonment. So you try to arrest
We might detain and call the police, and we might just, have a discussion.
Well, what are you going to talk about?
I want to find out, A, you get your rocks off, smell a dirty diaper. B, you getting your kick, sticking your nose in a baby hamper. C, you going to keep doing it? What's going on? You know, we can play it any way they want.
What is that? What are you, the Gestapo? You know,
Phil, I'm talking about the safety of kids. I'm shocked that you and this gentleman would not hear me out on this.
All right, let's go to Tracy. Tracy, go
ahead.
Hello?
I think if you have this much help on your side, this much support, you should aim the support at where the victims are really...
No, I'm telling you...
That's not the way to walk up to people like that.
Phil, all over America, this coming summer, you're going to have parents who are going to be putting lotion, sunblock lotion on their children. They'll be changing diapers out. They'll put on brand new bathing suit or what have you. You're going to have parents who are taking their children to the showers. I'm sure you've seen these showers. They're all American beaches. These things that these parents do are things that parents must do for a child. It's also a pervert's wildest dream come true to be able to do these things.
All right, so the pervert would love to change a diaper or whatever.
So why not start at the very place where it's happening. I see a diaper getting changed. I don't think there's a mother changing a diaper. I think, okay, right there, we've got a pervert's playground. I got to go over there, check it out, because that's my job as law enforcement. If I see someone standing in a shower with a kid, you may think, oh, that's a parent showering with a child. My thought, if that guy's getting his cookies, I got to check it out. And these are all...
What do you... You know, I tell you something right now. You shouldn't use the term get your cookies, because that's just so crude.
Phil, you know, I'm a police officer. I don't know.
You're a volunteer police officer.
I'm on the front line of law enforcement. I'm just trying... I don't... You know, I'm not a very well-spoken man. I'm a simple man. I'm a simple, hardworking man. Get your cookie. Jolly time. You call it what you want. Jolly time, popcorn, whatever you want to call it. This kind of thing I got to look at.
All right, let's go over to Tracy. Tracy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hi. I just want to, I appreciate your efforts, but most pedophiles, if you're trained, they do not take their victims out in public, number one. Number two, you can watch someone from a distance and realize that they're getting their so-called cookies off. I mean, if they're showering their child to get an erection, you know, they're obviously getting their cookies off. But all these efforts, most pedophiles victimize their predators and their prey in private places, and they dump them.
There's a first time for everything, man. Well, these are areas that we don't look at. All these other areas you're talking about are traditional areas police are already looking at.
We're looking at other areas. It's pretty freaking much proved itself.
Well, ma'am, I don't think so, because we still got kids getting killed, molested. Ooh, got you on that one, didn't I? Didn't think about that, did you?
No, they're not getting killed unless they're on the beach. Hello, they're being found in dumpsters in Riviera Beach,
in Tampa, in inland areas, not on the beach. Ma'am, it is a small step from rubbing sunblock on a kid's back to taking a meat axe to him. And I'm
I don't agree.
You got to be kidding me.
I rubbed my daughter with the suntan lotion, floater kernel thing. My daughter, I'm sure you love your daughter very much. Clung to me to take a shower.
I'm sure you love your daughter very much. But if I see you at the beach, you're putting on lotion, and I walk up to you, and I'm simply going to say hello,
my name's Jason. So why don't you focus these efforts at
a more... Because, ma'am, they haven't helped. They haven't helped. They're not saving kids' lives. We're trying to save the kids' lives.
They ain't dying on the beach.
Well, ma'am, they may be getting picked up on the beach, and a lot of these people,
perms, might be getting their cookies out there. Taking your time to rub suntan lotion on your child, ma'am, I would say, what's wrong with me walking up to you and simply saying,
you getting some kind of a kick out of that, or is that a legitimate
diaper? Do you think I would admit it if I was?
Well, I can tell by your answer.
Said,
no,
you
I'm not. It's not what you say. It's not what you say. It's how you say it. So if I say to you, oh, you're rubbing some lotion on that kid's bottom, is that some kind of a kick? Then I look at your body response, your respiration.
So you're all of a sudden a total judgment of character.
No, it's not character, ma'am. It's truth. I just totally disagree.
I agree with your efforts. I think they're commendable, but I think they're focused in the wrong area totally.
Well, ma'am, I have to say, I don't think calling up and talking to me about a beach when you don't even live near one.
I lived there for 3 years.
Three whole years. I lived near a beach my whole life, okay? So I think I know a little bit more
about beaches. I think I know a little bit more about it.
This is a beach that has waves.
I commend you on your efforts, but with all the support you have,
well,
I think you should focus it in the right place.
All right, can I say one more thing to you then?
It's not the right place.
Can I say just one more thing to you then, Tracy? Saying that you commend me for my efforts, but is like saying, thank you very much for helping me across the street, and then kicking me square in my gonads with a steel-toed boot.
Because I don't need help across the street, honey.
Well, it's like saying thanks a lot.
I don't need help when I'm coming home at 12 o'clock at night from my job.
Well, it's like saying thanks a lot, and then you kick me right in the groin.
Well, what do you mean, kicking in the groin?
Your efforts should be focused elsewhere.
See, that's what I mean. So your thank you is meaningless.
Thank you for letting me have time.
I'm hurt. I'm very hurt by the fact you can't be honest. Liar.
What do you mean, kick you in the... Excuse me, I just belched up Chinese food and Mark is grossed out. What do you mean, kick you in the groin with a steel-toed boot?
Well, you know, when you say thank you very much, but what's the point of saying thank you? Thank you very much for what you're doing, but you should be doing something that the police are doing, and what the police are doing is not saving lives. All I'm saying is, I see a guy taking a shower with a kid, I'm going to walk over to that guy and say, so I'm having a shower with a kid, huh? Well, now, isn't that a lot of fun?
And if you're being a smartass about it, people are going to get upset.
Well, Phil, it's the only way to get the truth out of all these people.
Let's go over to Bruce. Bruce, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, what this man's saying sounds so ridiculous on so many levels, I don't know where to start other than to say he only reminds me of Barney Fife riding a ticket to a guy crossing the street. He has, I don't, I'd
well,
like to question him on his training.
You take child molestation.
I could see him asking a pervert, are you rubbing that child and getting your cookies off? And the guy saying, oh, no, sir, I'm not. I'm fine. And him
going, I'm not
going to
take his word for it.
Off,
I'm going to be looking at his respiration.
Suspended and assaulted. And then
he's
trying to run that guy in. I mean, it's all a judgment call. It's all ridiculous.
Rapid rate of
I think that you're a cop, that wannabe cop. I think that the real police wouldn't take you. I think you've got serious psychological problems.
We could be in the real police, sir. We didn't like the politics. You know, this is so typical of a lot of people. I could have been. I could be a detective right now.
I'll
LAPD.
Bet you tried to get in to be a real policeman. I'll bet they didn't take you. I think you got a lot of problems.
What do you mean by real policeman, sir? We have the right to detain.
You're not the real police. You're a wannabe. It's so obvious to the whole country. You are a wannabe.
Wait.
And you have no jurisdiction to do anything. And I
well,
can see letting
now
the bad guy
me.
Go and trying to run the good guy in.
Well, now
I think you're a very mixed up individual.
Now you're judging me. I could ask you.
I've heard you
hiding
for about 15 minutes. It's all I need.
What
is your training? What is your training?
What are you hiding? What are you hiding?
What is your training?
What are you hiding?
What is your training?
This goes both ways.
Wait a minute.
Tell
the
me
man
what
call-
your training is.
Jay, you're the guest on the show. The man's
you
asking a question.
Sir,
I was trained by Major Elvis Newton through the training program.
The what?
Through the training program, Major Elvis Newton.
What is that?
It is the training program of Citizens Auxiliary Police through Major Elvis Newton, who is our co-commander.
I mean, as far as identifying perverts and child molesters and what you're supposed to do and how you react to
this,
you absolutely have no training.
I mean, the police aren't doing a job of protecting these kids, are they? We've just had another batch of kids got all molested up and then taken out and dumped. So
I think you're the kind of guy, if a pervert showed you a little bit of respect, you tip your hat and walk away. If somebody got offended by what you're doing, you'd probably be ready to run the guy in.
I'm simply saying that I'm looking at the response of a guy like you who's showering with a kid.
Well, it might be his son.
Sir, I got five wonderful, beautiful children who are just brought up wonderfully by myself and my mother. You have no idea who you're talking to.
Did you
have a worry about you?
You got a wife?
I think the accusations and the kind of language you're using on this show... Hey, I'm worried about
you. I'll tell you something right now. Most of these children are molested. Most of these children are molested by their own parents.
Serious problems.
And these kids are their own parents are getting their cookies.
Will you stop it with the cookie thing?
Well, I'm telling this guy.
Sick. That's all I got to say. It's a sick man that's on the radio with you.
Hey, I'm not sick. It's the guy that's getting his jollies. He's sick.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Jollies, cookies. This is not helping you further your point as a serious member of law enforcement.
Phil, I'm not a well-spoken man. I was raised rough, sure. Other side of the tracks. But Daddy taught me how to be honest. Got married, had a son, went to work for Johnson Beverage Company. I did security for them for 3-4 years. Went to work over here to Montclair Mall. Now I formed Citizens Auxiliary Police with one thought in mind, try to protect the streets and neighborhoods of America. I'll tell you right now, I see some guy wiping down a kid with sunblock, rubbing up on him.
Well, the way you even put it, man.
I'll tell you right now, I'm going to find out where that guy's got a riser or whether...
All right, just hold on for a minute.
I know she's not trying to get a quick peek.
Boy, that I tell you, to think that way...
Phil, look around you. Look at the world we live in. You're asking me why I think the way I do, and you read the same headlines I do. You see the same news stories I do. I'm more shocked at the response from the... You know, I'm going to be honest with you. When I came on your program tonight, I really anticipated a much more intelligent audience than the one you've got. Because I've been talking to...
Wait a minute. You're talking to people who are...
No. Hold on for a minute. You've been doing all the talking. Let me get a word in. I've been listening to one person after the next on your program tonight demonstrating some of the stupidest stupidity. And another thing. They're talking about how there's no perverts? Dan, you ought to walk the mean streets I do.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it for now. But, you know, we're looking for people to take me serious. as opposed to pretending like this terrible crime doesn't exist. I see some guy taking a shower with a kid. I see some guy changing out a kid's baby diaper. My antenna goes up. Some guy getting his, you know, getting his happies off. Yeah, I'm looking at Jay Leno on TV right now. He always got that grin on his face like he just, you know, he wants to touch somebody. That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let me go over to Steve. Steve, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Steve?
Oh, sorry.
Yes, sir.
How dare you, sir, you know, going to everyone else thinking, yeah, you know, I'm checking to see what's going on in a certain type of area. Let me tell you something. As a son of a late police officer, basically it is a felony to basically impersonate a police officer.
Okay? So, I mean, I'm not impersonating a police officer. I am a
yes,
police
you
officer.
Are.
No, I'm not. I am
yes,
police officer.
Yes, you are, sir.
No, I'm not.
No, you're not.
Citizens Auxiliary Police.
It doesn't even make sense, sir. You're basically
for the
a police
son
officer,
of a
or you're not.
I'll tell you, for the son of a police officer, you got to get up on the law a little bit better.
Excuse me, sir? Okay, let me tell you this. You were mentioning earlier that you wanted to, you know, be a police officer, but you couldn't. Why aren't you?
No, I didn't say I couldn't. I said I didn't want to because I didn't want to be involved in the politics. So your dad was one of these guys, God rest his soul, didn't mind getting pushed around. Me, I don't get pushed around. See?
Okay, then
all right, Steve. Thank you very much. Here is Myra. Myra on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, ma'am.
Hi. Well, I'm also, my mom and dad both were police officers, and I know the way this man is going to go about seeing if somebody's molesting a child is not the right way. Because most pedophiles and child molesters don't do it out in the open where people, there are witnesses.
Well, a lot of them do. A lot of them like to do the diaper thing.
No, they don't. A lot of them don't.
Some of them are sick. They want to do a diaper deal, that kind of thing.
No, it sounds like you're the one that's sick because you're the one that's going out
in
the wrong way.
I find this very interesting. I think a lot of people that are calling tonight are probably pedophiles because I find they're turning it around on me. I'm out here trying to protect the kids.
You're not protecting the kids. All you're going to do is open up a can of worms that don't need to be opened up.
Oh, what's the matter?
You
don't want that can of worms?
And watch. You stand back and watch.
But you just want to hide there in the car getting your cookies?
I don't hide nowhere.
Well,
I
then what's
five,
wrong?
Three what? Grandchildren, I mean, three children and five grandchildren, and I'm all for protecting the children, too. But the way you're going to go about it, it's not the right way.
Well,
you're
you
not
going to
catch a child molester that way.
Well, the cops are doing such a great job, aren't they? We got more kids getting touched up and felled up and all that stuff now than ever before.
Well, you know what?
And those cops are doing a great job. Really doing a great job, those cops. What I do is I stop it where it begins. Somebody,
you ain't going to stop anything.
Somebody getting their kicks looking at it, getting a peek.
You are not going to stop anything.
What do you
anything?
Mean getting a peek? Are you talking about changing a diaper?
Phil, this lady, just because she, you know, her daddy came home every night and hung his nightstick up on the bedstand, she thinks she knows all about cops.
This guy's an idiot.
I'm an idiot.
I tell you what,
are you
he
police
was
officer?
An auxiliary police.
Are you a police officer?
No, I'm not a police officer, but my parents were.
Okay, so that leaves them out of it, but I'm asking you.
No,
so you don't know.
No, I went through a lot of their training with them.
What do you mean you went through a lot of their training with them? What, did they use you for target practice? That's a little joke.
No.
Well, it sounds like they might have, you know, they might have used you as, you know, use their PR-24
They were good people. They were good citizens. Not something
too bad
like
they
you.
Didn't pass it on
you know,
to you.
Go around causing problems for other people
yeah,
the way
I know.
You go about your...
Right, Meyer, I know you'd rather just hide there in the car as you're getting your cookies.
Whatever, dude.
Okay,
you're the one,
on,
you're the one that's sick. You really
I'm
are
sick.
Sick.
Well, ma'am, as long as I'm out...
Yeah, just,
and I tell
just,
you what, the first pair you approach with that crap that you're going to approach them with, I hope they knock your block off, buddy. Because you're
my,
the one that needs it.
You know, I like that
you're
low,
an idiot.
Alto, sexy... Dyke voice ears. Want to
you
have coffee?
All right, get out of it. Want to have coffee. Phil Hendry Show. This is Brian. Go ahead, Brian. Brian?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, sir. You're on. Jay, are you there?
I'm right here, Phil.
Yeah, I'm calling. I'm actually an officer in Chica, and I'm listening to his approach as far as to catching pedophiles, and that's not the way we would do it.
Well, I mean...
We would build rapport, and then we would try and get the guy to open up. You come out blunt like that, no one's going to talk to you.
Well, you see these people changing diapers, what do you do? What is your approach when you see a diaper changer?
That's called a poopy diaper. It needs to be changed or we'll have a rash.
All right, so in other words, so you're making a big joke out of it.